It's 7 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up this evening on KGNU from 7 to 8, it's Opera Box. From 8 to 10, a classic Monday. And from 10 to midnight, a present edge, 21st century and avant-garde classical music. Opera Box is coming up next.
This program is presented by the KGNU listener members and by Boulder Food Rescue, presenting its 7th annual Food Rescue Fest, taking place on September 20th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Jewish Community Center, located at 6007 Oreg Avenue in Boulder. More information can be found at boulderfoodrescue.org/feast.
Calling all vinyl lovers. We're getting ready for our annual CD and record sale Sunday, September 1st at our Denver home. And KGNU will have plenty of old vinyl to choose from. CDs and some videos and tapes. Unearth forgotten treasures and explore the dynamic spectrum of the deep, dusty grooves in support of your community radio station, KGNU. That's KGNU's annual record and CD sale Sunday, September 1st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at our Denver home, 700 Kalamath Street. More info at kgnu.org.
Support comes from Rio Farmers Market, supporting Colorado farms and businesses by providing weekly farmers markets held in Louisville, Erie, Golden, Highlands, and Old Town Longmont. Dates, maps, and times available at realfarmersmarketco.com.
Welcome to Opera Box. I'm Gary McBride, and for the next hour, we'll be sampling the 1997 opera called A Streetcar Named Desire, based on the Tennessee Williams play and composed by Andre Previn, who died this past February at the age of 89. Previn was a titan in both the classical and jazz worlds, which is very unusual for a musician to straddle both types of musical creation. In 1997, it was the 50th anniversary of the original Broadway opening of A Streetcar Named Desire, originally a play. It was also famously a movie in 1952, starring Marlon Brando and Vivian Leigh, and was nominated for pretty much every Oscar that was being awarded that year. The play is a dramatization of the life of Blanche DuBois, if you're not familiar with the story. She's a Southern belle who, after encountering a series of personal losses, leaves her aristocratic background, seeking refuge with her sister Stella and brother-in-law Stanley in a dilapidated New Orleans tenement. It's really about Blanche and Stanley, and what Stanley does to Blanche that ultimately ruins her life. We're going to start with the overture and the very first scene from Act One, and I'll tell you a little bit about the story. Blanche DuBois has suffered the loss of both her ancestral home and her job when she arrives in New Orleans to visit her sister Stella, who has married Stanley Kowalski, who's an ex-GI trucker. Let's listen now to Renee Fleming as Blanche DuBois, Rod Guilfrey as Stanley. I'm sorry, Stanley's not in this scene. We're going to be listening to Elizabeth Futrell as Stella, also the San Francisco Opera Orchestra, conducted by the composer, Andre Previn.
Thank you. said, you were never coming back to this horrible.
Oh,
That was The Two Sisters, Blanche and Stella, sung by Renee Fleming and Elizabeth Futrell. So Stanley hasn't met Blanche yet and doesn't know that she's coming. But he's going to find Blanche to be a little bit too hoity-toity for his taste. And in spite of the fact that Blanche has lost her job, she's lost her house, she still feels entitled and to the manor born. And Stanley, in this next scene, feels that he needs to take her down a notch or two. We're going to be hearing Renee Fleming again as Blanche Dubois, Rod Guilfrey as Stanley Kowalski. The San Francisco Opera Orchestra, conducted by Andre Previn, who is also the composer of this evening's opera on Opera Box, A Streetcar Named Desire. Act 2, or Act 1, Scene 2, a few days later. Thank you.
Chest.
Oh, stand there. suppose? What is your sister anyway? A Dixie diver, golden bracelets, Pustella. Where are yours?
Hush, be still!
And what is this? An Empress crown?
The rhinestones!
What a rhinestone, Stella! I'm gonna get this stuff a praise.
Sing the truth alone.
I see the Kowalskis and the Dubois have different notions.
What did they have? I'm going outside. You've come out with me while she gets dressed.
Since when do you give orders?
Are you going to stay here and insult her?
Darn right I am.
Dead boy.
We'll pause it there. You're listening to A Streetcar Named Desire by Andre Previn. The program is Opera Box, and we're on KGNU. Gary McBride here. We'll continue with A Streetcar Named Desire. I'm going to forward a little bit. Now, you heard Stanley prying into Blanche's life. She has more secrets that she finally reveals to a fellow named Mitch, Harold Mitchell, who's a workmate of Stanley's. Very much tied to his mother's apron strings, and Blanche allows him to take her out on a date. And it's there that Mitch unburdens his heart to Blanche, who in turn tells him of her darker secret, a brief marriage to a young gay man, and how she blames herself for his suicide. Howard Mitch Mitchell is sung by Anthony Dean Griffey. Stella Kowalski is Elizabeth Futral. Her husband, Stanley, is sung by Rod Guilfrey, and Stella's sister, Blanche Dubois, is sung by Renee Fleming. They're accompanied by the San Francisco Opera Orchestra, conducted by the composer of A Streetcar Named Desire, Andre Previn. Let's listen now to Act 2, Scene 2.
Just
And that brings us to the end of Act Two of A Streetcar Named Desire. We're jumping around a little bit. We heard Anthony Dean Griffey singing Mitch, and his date, Blanche DuBois, was sung by Renee Fleming. We're listening to selections from the 1997 opera A Streetcar Named Desire by André Previn, who died just earlier this year at the age of 89. And we'll be back with the end of the opera after these words. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. All right, let's get to the end of the opera. We're going to skip forward. As you can see, or as you might have heard from earlier on in the opera, Blanche is not very well put together. She's sort of coming apart at the seams. She's lost her house. She's lost her husband. She's lost her job. And she's very quickly losing her dignity at the hands of Stanley Kowalski, her brother-in-law. We're going to skip ahead toward the end of the opera, the end of Act Three, past all of the antagonism that continues to build between Blanche and Stanley through Acts Two and Three, and which culminates in her rape, which causes Blanche to finally disassociate and suffer a nervous breakdown. She completely breaks with reality. In this final scene, Blanche prepares to leave for a visit to a fictitious old admirer. In fact, Stella, unable to believe in Blanche's accusations against Stanley, is packing Blanche's clothes for her to take to the asylum when the doctor arrives. Now she depends, in a new way, on the kindness of strangers. This is A Streetcar Named Desire, based on the Tennessee Williams play, which premiered, if you can believe it, back in 1947. It really deals with very serious themes. Gay marriage, rape, well, actually, not gay marriage, technically, but the issues that follow when Blanche's husband is not attracted to women, and the over-aggressiveness of her brother-in-law. So it deals with rape. It deals with all kinds of issues. Very dark for 1947, 72 years ago. And André Previn composed the opera based on the same story at the 50th anniversary of the premiere, of the Broadway premiere of Streetcar Named Desire. We're listening to Renee Fleming sing Blanche DuBois. Stanley Kowalski is Rod Guilfrey. Stella Kowalski, Blanche's sister, is Elizabeth Frutal. Mitch Mitchell was sung by Anthony Dean Griffey. Eunice Hubble was Judith Forst. And Steve Hubble was sung by Matthew Lord, the San Francisco Opera Orchestra, conducted by André Previn. Let's listen now to the final scene, Scene 4, Act 3 of A Streetcar Named Desire by Andre Previn. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU.
Get a cold. How strange. Everything packed, waiting in front of the house. They
And so ends the tragedy of Blanche DuBois. We've been listening to the 1997 opera, A Streetcar Named Desire, selections from that opera, by André Previn, with the libretto by Philip Littell, an adaptation of the Tennessee Williams play. Blanche DuBois was sung by Renee Fleming, her sister Stella Kowalski, Elizabeth Futral. Stella's husband Stanley was sung by Ron Gilfrey, and they were accompanied by the San Francisco Opera Orchestra, conducted by the composer André Previn. You've been listening to an Opera Box on KGNU.
Support comes from Levitt Pavilion Denver, a nonprofit amphitheater committed to helping the general public discover and access new music, presenting a summer concert series running from May to September, with a variety of concerts including genres ranging from rock, ska, jazz, a Latin concert series, and more. More information and schedule available at levittdenver.org.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. The time now, 8 o'clock. And coming up next, it's a Classic Monday.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Save Home Heat Company, providing professional service and installation of heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical systems, proudly serving the Boulder, Denver area for over 35 years. More information at savehomeheat.com.
Hi, I'm Ann Candelo. Please join Alan Claverstrom, Gary McBride, Ray Wentz, and me and others for Present Edge every Monday night from 10 to 12. The Present Edge explores the leading edge of contemporary classical music, avant-garde, and experimental sounds. If you enjoy contemporary music or want to know when to find us on KGNU, The Present Edge on Monday nights is from 10 to 12 is a good place. Thanks for listening, and see you on the air.
Support comes from the Center for Transformative Movement, reminding you that dance is not just something you do at parties, and providing community-based programs like Dance with a Doc on the last Saturday of the month, where you can discuss the benefits of free-form movement with health professionals. More information can be found at cftmove.org. That's cftmove.org.
Welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm Gary McBride. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. And this evening, it's a dual celebration of the life and works and music of André Previn and Les Six, or the six famous composers in Paris in 1920. Georges Auric, Louis Duret, Arthur Honegger, Darius Milhaud, Francis Poulenc, and Germaine Taillefer. They were coined Les Six by the journalist Henri Collet. He supplied that name in an article in the arts journal Comedia, which was published in January of 1920. Now, they weren't formally a group of six, but they gathered together and collaborated to create the piece of music that I'm about to play. Each of them contributed a movement in this six-movement work called The Album of the Six. And it's piano music. And we're going to hear pianist Miki Aoki in just a moment. And then for the rest of the program, I thought I would play more involved compositions by Auric, Duret, Honegger, Milhaud, Poulenc, and Taillefer, in that order, with an occasional performance by the wonderful pianist André Previn. So let's kick it off with The Album of the Six. We'll start with Auric's Prelude, followed by Duret's Romance sans Parole, Honegger's Sarabande, then Milhaud's Mazurka, Poulenc's Waltz, and Taillefer's Pastorale. The pianist, Miki Aoki.